I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As protests continue over the death of George Floyd in the U.S., Palestinians continue to suffer police brutality and racism. Tuesday, Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian man at a checkpoint in the West Bank. Dr. Munter Isak of Bethlehem Bible College tells us,
"The scary thing is that I just passed this checkpoint two hours prior to that. One can't help but think this could be my fate. If I don't see the queue of the police or the soldiers at the checkpoint, if I miss something, it's so scary. And it's unfortunately, it's common."
But the kingdom of God looks like people from every country and ethnicity coming together to serve Jesus Christ. Pray this will truly be the case in Palestine and the United States. And protests continue throughout the U.S. as communities of color demand reform. A new poll finds nearly all Americans favor at least some level of change to the nation's criminal justice system. Meanwhile, protesters are tearing down any and all statues they deem to be racist. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says, through biblical counseling, Set Free Ministries offers hope to the hurting. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Jesus is the healer of broken hearts. You want hope? Let's turn back toward Him and ask Him to forgive us of what we hold. And here's what most people hold: a lot of sin done to them. They just hold it and they get angry. And Jesus is saying, "I paid for all of it. Give me your heavy loads. I come for the weary to give them rest."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.